Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Man.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have it.
So guess what? We're doing the podcast. Noah?
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. We've been talking about this for months because we quit and then I wanted to do it, but I was working. But now we're back. Schooling Noah podcast. With Noah Reynolds and Aaron Maslow.
Aaron Maslow.
And we got our special friend here, Nick Dean.
Hey, thank you. Do you guys always match shirts, match colors?
Nobody can see
what
we're wearing.
That's a good one. It's a podcast.
Yeah, traditionally
to the listener,
we do.
There's no listeners.
Maslow and I, we have some big guests coming up. Not to say that you aren't one.
You're fat enough.
Yeah, you're fat enough to be a big guest.
And we're going
to
talk about why in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
But first, let's talk about these shirts.
I lost 2 pounds.
When? Over the course of a couple of...
Since yesterday.
I haven't uneaten last night in the snowstorm. Yeah. I like to walk in the snow. So I went for a nice little walk.
Closer, Noah.
I went for a nice little walk in the snow to the 7-Eleven and got a candy bar. Would you eat that last half of that candy bar?
Do you have it right now?
Yeah.
Hold on. You ate some of it already?
Well, it's one of those Milky Ways that it's...
2 pieces?
Mm-hmm.
It's a full piece though?
Would you eat it right now in front of us?
No.
Okay.
Just because I haven't ate anything bad today.
Okay, good.
What are you doing? Counting calories?
No, I'm just trying to eat, you know, I'm not a fucking idiot. You're just vegetables and meat.
How many meals a day? We'll get into who this is. Did we already say his name?
We said Nick Dean, but we didn't mean it.
Yeah. What do you mean?
We meant something.
Now we
Nick
mean it.
We need a, we
now
meant
we
a
Nick
new,
mean it.
Yeah, we got it.
I'm lost.
It's
you
good
are
to be
lost.
Back.
Hey, man, great to be back. I'm good to see you, dude.
Hey, I have a for the pod. I have a gift for you guys.
Oh,
do
really?
You?
Yeah, I brought a gift for the pod.
If it's a condom, Noah doesn't know how to use it.
It's not a condom. Here,
is it a middle finger?
No, but I have.
Noah yeah. does know how to use
it's
that.
It's half and half for both of you.
Oh, look at that.
They're muscle relaxers.
Oh, great.
What?
Do I need that? I got to drive in a minute.
What are you talking about? What?
Nick Dean putting little yellow pills on Noah's
yeah,
face.
Dude.
That's not what he's actually doing, though. He's putting just...
Four for you and four for you, dude. These are the ones I bought in Mexico.
How much do you need of them?
I would only eat two and have like one or two beers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, word? What? I mean, this is...
Honestly, for a little guy like you, I'd take one and have a couple beers. See
what
if
you
was,
had,
I took one the other day. It knocked me the fuck out.
What if you had hard alcohol?
Just a couple shots.
Okay, but so one or two beers or a couple of shots?
That's the same amount of alcohol, Noah.
Did they not?
No, it's not.
Did they not teach you that in high school?
I never really.
One shot is the equivalent to one beer.
That's correct.
It takes 1 hour to get to your body to process one shot. It takes your body 1 hour to process one beer.
So somebody who's doing 14 shots is just as bad as somebody who's drank 14 beers.
Absolutely. Same as it's, yeah. The only thing about shots is you can do them so much quicker. That's where you get fucked up.
Well.
Because you could do 6 shots in like 1 hour. Six beers in 1 hour is like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well,
bro?
Then you just get fat. That and then
is that what happened, Nick?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
You were just drinking the whole time?
I did actually drink a lot of alcohol.
I just have Cosmos.
I can't tell if this is part of it or...
We don't know. Figuring shit out, dude. Honestly, we had help at one point and then our help went away.
Who was that?
We had our help twice at
fucking,
one point.
We worked with Mutiny for a bit and then they developed their studio space and now I don't know how to get back in there. We could have just showed up.
We are also Team Sexpot from the beginning.
And we were Sexpot forever.
Shout out to Mayor of Trinidad, Colorado, Wally Wallace.
To tell you guys the truth, like, you should just do yourself.
Well, that's what we're doing. And I bought all this cool shit like over the course of the years. And I mean, it took me forever to figure out how to set it up, as you were witness. But now we're here and we're doing it. And
is
I'm excited.
Is this supposed to be plugged in?
That one doesn't get plugged in.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. It was not working, so we had to switch it over. Anyway, we're here with Nick Dean today, and he's giving us little yellow pills.
Muscle
relaxers. And not Little Mama's yellow little pills. Do you like that beer? Have you done muscle relaxers?
No, I mean, I think, I'm really excited.
They just sell them to you there.
Yeah, I know. You know what the hardest part about getting drugs in Mexico is?
Talking to them.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I wanted like codeine and like Viagra. I wanted to eat that.
Oh, together. Viagra was easy.
That but you got to go talk to the pharmacist, and it's hard.
Oh yeah, they laugh at you.
Yeah, they definitely did. They're like, look at small penis over here. Yeah. Trying to get...
He wants a hard penis.
He wants a hard penis.
Look at old Softy over here. Mr. Softy himself.
Look at old Jiggle Jugs here trying to get some.
Yeah, but who cares?
What are we here discussing today?
Today on the podcast, Nick Dean is going to talk about his very favorite love and passion in this world.
I mean...
This is a shared passion, I'd say. Passion.
Well...
That's why I picked it.
You know, it all goes hand in hand.
Imagine you love it too.
I don't. I've had to reject it. I love it. Not in a good way. It's a bad habit.
Right, of course.
And
you appreciate it.
No, I don't. I think it's a monstrosity on the society. But anyway, today we're talking about drive-through fast food restaurants.
Only drive-through, baby.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Cool.
Do you want to know why? Because the spectrum's too broad when you add fast casual.
I agree. I think that's
you can't add like a fucking Subway. And
I think that's great.
Subway in Omaha, there are some drive-through ones.
No, I would take Subway as a fast food
restaurant.
That's
a drive-through.
But see, now we're going to get down to the... Because I bet I could be like, oh, well, there's a drive-through.
There's no drive-through Chipotle's.
Yeah.
I bet there's
one. I would, dude, if you were like, oh, Chipotle's pretty good, I'd be like, all right, you can throw that in there. But I like Chipotle, so I don't think we should talk about it.
You don't have to be.
Let's just stick with drive-through. Strictly drive-through.
Noah, is hamburger a sandwich? Is a hamburger a sandwich?
Yeah.
Exactly, dude. So let's just fucking...
I think we all agree on
what
that.
What did you want me to say?
Yeah, I think we all agree on that.
I think you're going to say something stupid.
Who's saying no?
Some people. Mostly...
I've never heard that debate. I heard, is hot dog a sandwich as the question, to which I would say
yeah, it's a tube steak sandwich.
I would say yes.
Yeah, it's a sandwich.
Tube steak
sandwich. Yeah. That's a fancy term. All
right, so let's get right into it. Never heard of a tube steak sandwich.
Yeah, that's what you would call a fancy hot dog, tube steak sandwich.
That's awesome.
I thought those were Chicago dogs.
A tube steak sandwich?
Tube steak sandwich is a hot dog.
I guess you're right. The Nathan's, like the actual 100% beef hot dogs.
But those are still called hot dogs.
Those are fancy as hell, though. And you know what? They're better for you because they have less pig in them.
Yeah.
Because they're all beef.
Why don't you like pig? What do you mean?
I haven't eaten meat or dairy with any...
Yeah, but why are you saying beef is better than pork?
Because they use better parts of the cow. Like a cow anus is better than a pig anus. Like...
Why do you say that?
Because it's bigger. You get more of it.
Fuck yeah, it is.
You get a lot more. You get a lot more beef anus. You want to eat a beef hot dog? You're gonna get more beef.
Beef lips is better. So you are
for
right.
your bite.
Yeah, dude. It's all the weird parts.
Yeah, I know. What's the weirdest part of an animal you've ever heard
that I've eaten?
Yeah.
Tongue, eyeball,
cheek.
Cheek. Yeah, what I've done it? Cheek. Yeah. Menudo, the stomach lining.
Oh yeah, that's
I'm a big Bourdain tripe. Fan. You would even see there's a Bourdain book over there in that corner.
Yeah,
did you
off,
ever eat what is it called?
You gotta speak up.
What it I'm really not doing well.
You're just whispering fucking nothing.
Dude, I didn't even notice you have a fucking Monopoly shirt on?
Yeah.
That is good, dude.
Oh, it's from the Goodwill.
I like that. So I had anything. To stop. That's a good shirt.
Yeah, that's fine. Anything. Good in the Goodwill.
Keep going, I'm sorry.
Anthony Bourdain.
It's like guts and stuff. Like insides, what are those
tripe?
Called? Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was going to say.
You like tripe?
I've never had it. I was wondering if you had. Or if
no, I've never even heard of it. What is
about
it?
Bone
tripe
marrow?
Is in menudo.
Oh, the stomach lining.
Yeah, and it's it's also in pho.
It's supposed to be a delicacy.
Usually.
Oh, that
it's
makes sense.
It's not really a delicacy. It's pretty cheap. And I think in a lot of cultures, what you get is...
You've had sausage, bro. That's the same thing.
Yeah, they get a lot of that.
Cool. If it's a good sausage, it's wrapped in stomach lining.
Do you know what stomach lining reminds me of? Is
intestine lining?
Do you know those like... backpack inserts for the shoulder straps, they're like spongy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what tripe is like for me.
Cool. What does
Nick,
that mean?
When
it's like the same.
When was your first experience with fast food, you think? Where all right, let me start with this.
Since what the beginning, dude. Since I lost my first baby tooth eating a sausage biscuit from McDonald's. I'll never forget that.
Seriously? Yep. Oh, you're probably 5 or 6?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. I remember taking a bite of it on 42nd Street in Omaha and just like, oh my God, my tooth. And then I got money. And you know what the weird thing is? My mom would leave money. Like she'd be like, leave the tooth in a jar of water. And then when I went to go get the next morning, the money would be in the water.
Where would your tooth be?
Bro,
she'd take it.
She just wanted to sell it more.
Probably. No, then later on when I got older, she just had a bag of my teeth. She kept them all.
Yeah, my mom did that too.
To sell the tooth fairy thing more, not to sell your teeth, dog.
Yeah, but why did she do a cup of water?
Because it's hard to lift your fat head off the pillow.
Yeah, right, apparently. Yeah, but why why fill the cup up?
Are you a light sleeper?
No.
Not after all those sausage biscuit sandwiches.
Oh, dude, not after all those fucking hams, bro.
He's just passed out on the... Yeah.
Did you guys ever get the sausage sausage skillet burrito from McDonald's?
I don't know what
that is. Dude, it was so good. They had their own special potatoes they would put in there, and then cheese, and like shredded cheese, and then a sausage patty that they cut in half. That would, so it was one patty. And then they would roll that bitch up. But the potatoes were like... Potatoes O'Brien, where it has like little peppers and stuff in it.
Oh, nice.
Aren't those just hash browns? Potatoes O'Brien. I've never heard it called that.
Yeah, I think that's what they're called.
You heard that?
They're like small potatoes with little chunks of onion and green peppers.
Those are like home fries.
That's what I would... Well, maybe home fries with the onions and peppers is an O'Brien.
I think so, right? That's it's like an Irish thing.
Like a Denver omelet has...
Yeah.
Interesting.
The Denver omelet is actually other states, which is weird.
Yeah, it's a...
You leaving or
yeah, might as well. No, I think I had directions into your house.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't turn it on.
Sorry. I should have still just got picked up, to be honest. But.
Well, too late now. Well, maybe not.
Yeah, you ran over here. What the fuck?
I mean, I fucked up. He was like, I thought I was gonna drive, and then I was like, it'd be easier if I just.
So how did you get so fat?
Drinking beer?
Drinking beer, not fast food.
Oh no. Being a kid and just like overeating, yeah. We would eat like my mom would buy, like, we'd go to the grocery store and we'd eat, like, at least 20% of that food that day. It was like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, we'd go
hang. Never eaten before?
No, they'd just, like, get the good stuff, like, you know, snacks and shit, like chips and salsas and, like, the dips. And we'd do, like, little cakes, like honey buns, maybe. Or
Little Debbie's.
Yeah, all that. And then on top of that, like, we already had fast food before we went to the store. Right. And then we'd kill, like, a whole box of cereal. We'd drink, like, three of us, gallon of milk a day.
Jeez.
It's a lot of milk.
That is a lot of milk.
I would sit there and eat a family bag of Doritos and drink like half a gallon of milk as a kid.
You pour it into the Doritos.
I remember around 7 years old, I started doing 2 bags of ramen. I haven't went back since.
Yeah, I don't think one thing of ramen
That's
is
so
good
much
enough.
Food. What were the closest places like that you grew up around?
Triple Threat, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, all within like the same, you know, little.
That's like the NBA... MLB and NFL.
They were right there.
But I feel like Wendy's is more of an NFL, but you might think it's like a NASCAR.
So Wendy's was on the other... See, the Wendy's was on the other side, and it was away from everything.
Also, Wendy's made a real real rebrand.
But it was next to, you know what? King Kong. Sorry, keep going.
Never heard of King Kong.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
King Kong?
King Kong, Omaha staple, dude.
Is it a chain?
It's a fast food
only in Omaha.
Drive-thru?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Huge portions. Huge burgers.
Big enough
burgers.
For a giant monkey.
Yeah, they do some
ape, bro.
Whatever.
Gorilla.
Fact, if you roll up in your car and play the song "I Got King Kong in My Trunk," they'll give you free food.
What?
Can you
it's
give me a
there?
Couple bars?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
How does that sound?
I got King Kong, King Kong.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
I can't remember who does it.
Probably the Kong Bros. The Kingers.
I think it was the King.
It's getting a little
brothers.
Racist now.
Three King brothers. Trio.
Careful. Trio. It was rap.
It
was rap.
Yeah.
I didn't say
you guys are skating on ice right now, I'm telling you.
Well, I don't think so.
What kind of ice?
Yeah.
PCP. All right, I don't need to bring it up.
So you like fast food. You grew up at McDonald's, Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was it a destination for you?
Taco Bell.
As a child? Like, how did you get into
it? Yeah, dude. I wanted to go... Of course, a kid, like that's all you wanted was the McDonald's. But the thing was,
are you a play place kid or are you like a
play place kid? Yeah, there was a play place that we would not go to often, but I would want to go to it usually during the College World Series because it was right by Rosenblatt Stadium.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious!
Yeah, dude.
When is that? May,
June. Yeah, usually during Bonnaroo. So usually
you miss that.
I'm actually there for one day because I go to Omaha.
Oh, very good.
So you visit.
So when you go to Bonnaroo, the concert or festival,
I stay one day in Omaha
to go to the College Baseball World Series.
No, I just kind of use it as a pit stop. And then if my friends are down there, I might hit a beer garden.
Gotcha.
Because it's honestly, it's fun if someone's paying for everything.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, it was cool, but now I'm like, fuck, dude, tickets like $40. You got to buy those expensive beers outside.
Yeah, that's kind of the nice thing about fast food restaurants is it's not an arm and a leg.
So cheap.
Until you're diabetic.
Do you have
a leg and an arm?
What's your go-to order?
At where?
Let's get into it.
You don't eat McDonald's.
I don't eat meat. I don't eat dairy.
Let's talk. Let's if pretend I had this to do whole that.
Before BS though.
Lifestyle. We're gonna
tell me. Let's, yeah, well, let's talk about before. Exactly. What was your go-to at McDonald's?
Right, you can't
before the not eating meat because you did
and I
eat
went
it.
To Carl's Jr. on the way to Grand Junction once.
Yeah, we did.
Did you get the vegetarian breakfast or the vegan breakfast?
I got an impossible thing. I think
it was a sandwich of some sort. I don't really
you got
remember.
An impossible
they just announced the breakfast burrito and the sandwich vegan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll be going to Carl's Jr.
I know. I want to try it too.
My go-to. So here, I'll give you my back
college
history.
Days when you
no high school football. They wanted us to chunk
yes.
up because I was an offensive lineman.
God, you
more
were hot.
Offensive than anything. I was hot and sweaty.
Jessica was like, "Oh, Aaron,
you guys go to high school together?
Where are you gonna?
Yeah, me and my wife.
So you did.
Where are we?
You were hot and sweaty.
I was, and she used to smell
where,
me. And
where you get? Where are we getting food? You can eat anything.
Watch me. I'll eat anything.
I'll eat. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Shit. That's
dude.
Why he's got kids, dude.
That's not how you get kids, though.
Oh.
What?
You got to take them to McDonald's. Anyway, so I treated her to Wendy's. But they wanted us
did
to.
Did you
go
to Chili?
I used to. Here, I'll tell you what I used to do.
Let's just.
They had a value menu at Wendy's. It was a 99 cent value menu.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And when I was coming up, you could spend $5 and get five
items.
Thanks.
Items.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all know this one.
Right. So I put on a lot of weight. And lost a lot of good friends snacking up on that $5 menu. I like spending $5 a time. So for like $5.72, I'd get it. 5-piece chick
yep.
nuggets.
That same here.
2 junior bacon double cheese or cheese. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep, I got you.
1/4 pound double stack.
Right.
And a french fry. 3 sandwiches, fries.
Hold on, time out. What were the, there? You got 2 double cheese and a quarter?
Yeah.
All beef.
That's a lot.
You should have seen
it. It's a lot of beef, man.
That's crazy.
I'm going to do mine just so we can break them down.
Well, I'll do mine after.
Yeah, definitely do me. Or
yes,
I'm going right
do
now.
Yours.
Okay. Then why are you fucking? Jesus.
You said you do.
The thing about Noah is he's not nice.
Fuck you.
Exactly my point.
All right. So chicken nugget as well.
Sure.
Burger.
And it used to be a 5-piece and now it's a 4-piece.
Right.
Real quick.
5-piece as well.
I'm sorry.
Spicy
I'm
nug.
Not trying to interrupt. Are you doing your order?
For Wendy's.
Oh, just Wendy's.
For the value, $5.
Okay.
For the dollar.
Probably before you were born.
And I would, because I would do the
no
same thing
way,
for $5. For $5, I'd go the nug, the burger, the chicken sandwich, the fry, and a drink.
Do you want anything else with that?
It's perfect.
Yeah, that is
yeah,
perfect.
A better
that's
attitude,
great.
Man.
No mayo on the chicken, because it's not worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you made it to order.
Yeah,
I'd be like, whatever you got laying around, I'll take it.
I'll
take
it all.
You don't have to even heat it up.
And the chili would interact. That would switch out.
Yeah, I used to pour chili on a lot of stuff. So that was a good day. No, what's your go-to order?
At Wendy's.
No, for the five. Do you remember when it was that cheap?
Yes, I do.
Wait
what was your order?
Before we go into this, what is it now?
Well,
4 for $4 and
$5
for a burger, 4 nugs, a drink, and a small fry.
Isn't
not
that,
as good.
It's still pretty cheap.
And oh,
that's
yeah.
Pretty cheap.
That's really
Wendy's
a problem.
Wendy's is one of the ones that has good deals.
Do you feel bad?
For Wendy?
For what?
This is a good one.
All
I wanted
money,
to make it a
you're
bit,
saving.
But he had that guy, Dave Thomas, had 6 kids.
Whoa.
And Wendy was his last kid.
Damn. You kind of look like Wendy.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's your order at Wendy's?
5
kids. And I'm Wendy.
I would get a double, crispy chicken, a spicy, a fiver.
2 left.
Keep going.
Dude,
it's like filling a box of donuts.
Yeah.
How many I got left?
That would be a cool fast food place where it'd be like donuts, but instead, like all the fries are set out like in a display place, and then like all the.
You've never.
Now it sounds gross.
Dude, French
there's
fries
a bunch of places
don't
like
work
that,
that right. well.
There's a place. When Chick-fil-A came to Omaha, they only put it in the hospital for some reason.
Good.
No, like you couldn't drive through. You had to go into a building, walk through like with doctors, and like get this food from Metropolitan Omaha, I think it was. But it was like that. It was grab and go.
That is weird.
It was fucking nuts.
They
the only place.
No, go ahead.
The only place for a long time. The Chick-fil-A was in the basement of the building next to where my dad worked. So
in that
if
Predator's office?
Say again?
Didn't you have a childhood predator that used to try to abduct you by offering
there
you
was
Chick-fil-A
a,
in his
there
basement?
There was a Congress Park rapist who was attacking people in like aught three.
What's aught three?
2003, 2004.
Yeah, aught is a zero.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. He attacked the family that lived right up the block from us.
Wow.
The whole family?
He yeah, killed like them the all? Grandmother and the kid.
He killed
and
them?
The kid and the granddaughters.
He tickled them.
He killed them?
No. Like, he assaulted them.
Oh, he raped them.
But they're alive.
Yes. Oh, but then they fucking moved.
Well, I'd move too.
And that guy
too many memories here. I'm going to stay.
People hated him so much, he got murdered in prison.
Dude, you cannot fuck with kids or
old people.
Old people if you go to prison.
Yeah, dude.
Especially the same time.
I'm a grandma's boy. I'd fuck somebody up if I seen somebody hurting an old lady.
Why wouldn't you?
Dude.
Why wouldn't you? It's actually in the Bible.
Yeah, you must smash.
Thou must kill if thine person is a child or old lady molester / rapist.
What was the... How did this...
Number 11.
Do they make... They don't really do drive-thru Chinese, do they?
They do Dollar Scoop, but they don't
It's not drive-thru,
yeah. It's not drive-thru.
Do you guys do the Dollar Scoops here?
I don't
have,
know where there is.
They have... It's $1.25.
Yeah, I do a bunch of them.
Where?
Ho-Ho, up on
Ho-Ho, right.
38th. That's the best one.
See.
That one's been there forever. That was one... We used to make fun of that as kids. We'd be like, you gonna go to Ho-Ho and get some Dollar Scoop? And
really?
Yeah.
Wait, do that again?
You gonna go... You gonna go to Ho Ho and get a Dollar Scoop?
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Can I come?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
You got a dollar?
I was gonna ask you.
Honestly, I'm never like, let me get four scoops. I'm just like, let me get this, and then they just like do it, and they're like $5.50.
That's
like,
how they make your money.
Yeah, of course.
Like, let me get one of them, one of these, one of those.
What?
Do you don't do the $1.25 scoops?
No, I don't. I don't get up to that area enough.
Rich ass motherfucker.
Right.
No,
dude.
That's
right.
Not. I knew you were going to.
You know
it
what
was
it
either
going to
be
here?
That or
you
because
know what
I don't
over
know
here?
It was going to be something and it was going to be.
Something.
Every Chinese restaurant Noah goes to has entrees.
No. It's one of those. Every Chinese restaurant he goes to, there's no. It's not a menu. It's just like a checklist with no prices. Have you been to those? Those are the worst.
Japanese
that's
restaurant?
That's a sushi place. That's just a different kind of place.
Moosin'.
We should. Let's go to dim sum or something. All right. What else about.
So you like fast food, we could tell. Yeah. And here's the problem with fast food, Nick. You eat way too much of it. It's way too cheap. And then you get fat and sick, right? Isn't that the way of the world?
I've never felt bad after fast food.
Ever?
I have felt bad after fast food, but it's like you know what? I'm getting pretty good at like when I pull up to the drive-thru and I order through the box. Like how well did they receive the order? How on board were they with me changing a couple things? Okay, were they cool about it?
Right.
And if they weren't cool about it, let me check how when I pay, how's this guy going to treat me? If they're treating me like shit, now when I go get my bag of food and they hand it to me and like there's no sauce when I ask for and it's all fucked up still, I'm kind of weary about the food. And sometimes I'll get sick and I'm like, they fucked the food up. It's just been sitting out.
So mentally you get...
I think so.
About it.
But if they're on board, like if they're like, I open it up, I'm like, this is a perfect sandwich. They took all my order perfectly. The person was nice.
Why are you fucking with them like that? Why are you going to the box and be like, let me get a number 6. You know what? Go ahead and put that inside a number 5. No pickles. No pickles.
No, you just like, it's just a couple edits.
I guess.
I actually don't ask for many edits at all, ever.
Honestly, it's not an edit to the sandwich. It's more of like an edit to the menu. Like I want... That item, this, because it's always a value thing.
Right.
So it's never.
That's what I wanted to get into, too, because you're a master at getting the most food for the least amount of price.
Yeah, where should we be going in general to get the best value?
Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Well, it's not even where, but it's about just picking and choosing the right thing where you are.
Is a meal a good deal?
No.
Ever?
Usually the deal they have is a good deal.
Okay, so I figured that out very recently.
Yeah, what usually whatever deal they have popping is the deal.
And just get two of those.
Walk me through a deal.
Dude, McDonald's 5 for $5. It's hands down. You could get a quarter pounder, a 10-piece, a fish filet, or a chicken sandwich. Two of those for $5. So I get a quarter pounder, a 10-piece, and a large fry. It's like $7.89.
Or you could do mine, which is the double deal. Which is you could get 2 quarter pounders, 2 medium fries, 2 drinks, and a 20-piece McNuggets for $10.
See, that's just too much.
I watched you eat that in the back of my CRV, and I was worried about you.
Dude, I watched him eat in the back of my car, and he couldn't finish it.
Yes, you ate some of it. You started, and then you got sick, or you got full. You little tummy.
Bro, Zach had ordered that thing twice.
There's too much. That's an insane order for one person.
It's great. It's the best.
Two quarter pounders? Why do you need two of those?
It's not quarter pounders. You're right. There's no possible way.
It's two double cheeseburgers. That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, yeah, right.
Two quarter
nuggets, though? That's a meal. You don't need 20.
I mean, I realized that after...
10 is perfect.
I realized that after the nuggets were the last thing I ate, and I was like, oh, no way. Yeah. I'll eat all of them.
You'd have to, like, every bite of burger, you'd have to have a nugget with it so that you wouldn't slow down. That's how you'd finish it.
Ooh, you know how some people put potato chips in their sandwich? You could just put nuggets on your burger. You know what I'm saying? People,
I don't like when that stuff...
Do you like those McGangbangs? You like that?
Say it again.
Oh, look at me teaching old Nick. McGangbang.
What's that?
Oh,
it's when you take a...
I think it's a spicy
chicken and you put it inside of a...
Big
Mac. It's a Big Mac.
I think it's either a Big Mac.
I thought it was a double quarter pounder.
I'll look it up.
But you buy both and then put them together. See, I don't like shit like that.
I think you would, though.
No, because like, have you ever had Shake Shack? Or no, not Shake Shack. What's the one where they put like crazy stoner food together over by the college?
Chiba Hut? Oh, yes.
Fat Shack.
Fat Shack. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's not good. They just add a bunch of French fries.
It's a stupid thing. A lot of it is like... also, their chicken sandwich is just a chicken finger in a sandwich. It's like that kind of stupid bullshit.
Right,
like
with French fries and like coleslaw.
They also have like fried
and, like,
Oreos, which is sort of fun if you're
fried
like
Oreos
real
are good.
Stupid,
that's a little different. Fried Oreos.
If you're like
really
a stupid,
good.
You know, but
Southern fuck.
How do you get when it's like?
By the way, it's a Big Mac, spicy chicken.
Okay, Nick, how do you get when it is? Like special, like they have the McRib seasonally, or like the Shamrock Shake, or what's another one that they get going?
Actually, I don't know if I actually participate in many of the
promotions
of the new thing most of the time. Actually, but the one I just did try, that was actually pretty good. Spicy Chicken McGriddle.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy Chicken McGriddle. So
chicken and waffles.
They basically made chicken and waffles.
Dude, that's what I said. It was actually really good. I wish I had extra syrup. But.
I saw a commercial promoting just spicy chicken in the morning. They're like, we're doing spicy chicken on biscuits.
Yep, and the chicken was good. But they fucked me, like I told Noah.
Right.
One, they go 2 for $3 on the sign, but they didn't put a price for one. And they were like, did you want 2 for $3? And I was like, no, I'll just take the one. And then when I got my receipt, one sandwich was $2.89.
Is that a lot?
Dude, 2 for $3 or 1 for $2.89?
Oh.
Give me two of them. Don't ask me. Just do it.
So for 20 cents more, you'll get...
Why isn't one $1.50?
Okay.
Easy, buddy.
I'm only happy you're yelling because of...
What? Those cocksuckers that you live with? You sons of bitches!
It's wrong people.
You're so mad.
You can hear them right now, right?
Yeah.
Do you love
thin
them?
Walls?
Are
huh?
they fucking right now?
They yell at each. They've been screaming at each other. I also don't know who it is or who they're screaming at. There could be like a ton of people there. Could be like an operation.
You should get when you're not.
I think
here.
They're printing T-shirts.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Maybe they're just printing. Maybe he has a 3D printer.
I'm also maybe just by nature a really angry guy. Maybe they're just perfectly.
They're donating.
Yeah.
To the world.
Maybe, man. But I really doubt it. I really doubt it.
I could rarely hear anybody in my apartment.
I know. The thing that pisses me off about it is when I came here, one of the main things was like, and the walls are like, because like good walls, not thin. They're like, the guy's like, yeah, no, good. And it's like an old ass, really old ass building. So of course they're fucking bad.
Yeah, they'll just lie to you. I was in.
You fucking just lie.
I
mean,
I was
looking
at an apartment and I go, how's the water pressure? And he goes, dude, it's so good. And then I just turned on the shower and it was terrible.
Just
and
dripped
was,
out.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, dude.
Yeah,
whatever.
The problem was I was like one of the first people to move in, so I couldn't like gauge the sound in the building or anything.
In here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they remodeled everything?
Yeah, the guy was like, great. But that's like one of the biggest things. I could give a fuck about almost anything else. I just needed to be quiet. Anyway.
Quiet as a church mouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, we're doing a new segment on this show. Nick, great to talk to you. People are really probably very informed about the way they're going to shop at fast food restaurants. So in today's headlines, the oldest employee in Indiana retired at age 102. 102 years old. He's still working.
Fuck.
Can you believe that?
What was his job?
Probably doorstop.
He was a doorman. He just said hello.
Probably. He,
yeah.
Hello, come again.
No, nah, he's white as hell. He's a World War II veteran.
Oh, I think he said Indian.
Oh, Indiana.
My bad.
Did you ever see that porn in Indiana Jones?
No, is it good?
I just heard about it.
Oh. Okay. Well, what is your guys' like, what's your go-to for porn? I've been like really watching black guys lately.
I like the Steps stuff. Yeah. I think it's
really. Do you have a brother or sister?
No. Not that's, anymore. No, I do.
You
I
do. Have, that's why
I okay. have a bunch of brothers and sisters.
I don't yeah. get that. See, I'm an only child and I don't like that.
It is weird.
Really?
It's really weird. Yeah, it's well, actually.
So you look it up too.
Well, all my friends have step siblings.
See, I never.
And I have friends who have some step siblings that are like hot. So like the idea of them being like.
That is not a fantasy to me. I don't know what it is. I'm not knocking it. It does. It that would be like obviously you're in your own home and then like this person.
That's not a fantasy, man.
It I is. Mean, I mean, when you're jerking off to something, and it is a fantasy.
Yeah, but in real life, it's something that develops over years. It's a
for sure.
It's a love that only lasts.
Here we go.
Forever.
Jesus.
There's a there's
elephant. A, go yeah, ahead.
No, go ahead. You got one.
Elephants mourn dead loved ones long after their bodies have decayed. And they often care for those they might not have even been close with, new studies show. Well,
that just sounds like the elephants are dumb.
Yeah, if elephants are so smart, why do I never see an elephant when I'm voting for president?
You imagine being an elephant crying over a dead elephant he never even knew?
You know, yeah. Elephants.
I don't even cry over people I don't know.
Yeah, fuck them.
I mean, I was really upset. Go ahead and read another headline.
Did you cry? this thing. This comes from Tyler.com. Couple,
Thailand.
Yeah, a couple fake engagement to get free drinks at the bar.
That sounds like not news. That sounds cool.
We've all fibbed about a special occasion to try and get a room upgrade or a free dessert, haven't we? Well, a couple who had only been together for 4 weeks, can you believe it? Hatched a plan to bag some free drinks by faking an engagement proposal.
That sounds like a fun date. Isn't like, hey, you want to go rip a fucking restaurant off?
That's I would really fucking fun. Love that.
That's how you know if you have a keeper. Why don't you guys do that this whole next week? You guys fake your engagement like proposal.
You should fake your death in a helicopter crash.
Wait, oh my God. How is our thing awful? And what you just said was not good. was not good. I was just...
I don't know where I went with that. I'm sorry. I'll take it back.
I'd like to die in a helicopter crash. Sounds like you
would like that.
What if you're being transported from one prison to another?
That would be the best, right?
Really? I guess.
Yeah, so. Right? If you were it in prison be... and you died on, I'd be like, I didn't die in prison.
Wasn't that the...
fuck y'all.
That was the plot of Con Air.
That was.
No, except it wasn't.
Replace helicopter with Nick Cage.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, and Jumbo Jet.
Jumbo Jet, yeah.
That wasn't. You guys are thinking of Cliffhanger.
Dude, Cliffhanger. Oh, no. I used to watch that movie a lot.
The movie.
Cliffhanger was so unbelievable.
One. Japan has passed a law to financially support commercial whaling and promote the consumption of whale meat, a controversial practice that the country resumed in July after a 32 moratorium.
They commercialized it, so now it's legal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. That's a not good in way the black to do market, it. So you guys they can regulate it and give away tags. I think that's probably smart. Right?
Who's eating whale? I mean, I guess somebody. Enough people.
I eat whale.
Why don't they have whale farms?
Do you not order blubber?
The thing is, no, my thing eat. Is, they're so big.
It's fat.
Yeah, they are so big.
They're so big. So they're sort of the elephants of the sea. And I feel like elephants are sort of the whales of the walking around.
Did you see that thing? It was like 100 million sharks die per year. Are killed.
That's crazy. True.
Oh, you mean like little sharks? Yeah, sure.
No, these are like people are shark.
Yeah, my buddy
hunting.
My buddy caught a shark. Yeah,
but 100 million? That's a lot.
I mean, you pay some guy in a tropical land where you went on vacation to go fish a shark. He's gonna get you a shark,
I guess. But who's eating all these sharks?
Oh, I don't think they eat them.
What do they do with them? Yeah, shark fin soup is like a big deal in China.
Wow, shocker!
Sounds good.
Shocker, they're doing something fucking weird and crazy. That's not insensitive.
All right, I got one. You ready?
Yeah.
Possums are North America's only marsupial, and they are omnivores, meaning that they'll eat anything and everything
headlines.
From insects, grass, and fruit to mice, birds, and snakes to roadkill and the contents of garbage bins.
Breaking news.
Oh, dude, here's a crazy one. Miley Cyrus accidentally sends $200,000 to a random person on Venmo, but she put the wrong name. Didn't ask for it back because she thought it was so funny.
She's like, oh, I'll need it back later with interest. Thank you when my career tanks.
What's the most money you've ever sent over Venmo?
Probably. Well, I think you can only send 500 at a time.
I think. Have you hit the limit?
Yeah.
Nice.
For what?
Baller over here.
What for?
Yeah.
When I took Nick's fiance to the mountains, I had to pay for the.
The fuck you just said?
I usually when I have to like pay for an event or not an event, but like
go to big like events, huh?
Don't you go to like weekends away?
And I don't have friends like that, dude.
Yeah, I got friends like that.
Like, yeah, you're like a family friend guy. You have like friends that aren't.
Yeah, you don't like them though, do you?
I love all my friends.
Yeah, that's right.
But my wife's friends, those
There's
are the,
no
those are the worst. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
No, I love them all. No, I'm very social. I like I like making good relationships. And it's hard though because you don't want to be a flake. You know, you get too many commitments. It's hard to
be present for everything. That's why I don't commit to any of them.
Yeah, but then you end up with nothing.
I juggle at home alone.
Juggle?
Yeah, I've been juggling a lot.
That's cool. I used to. There's this comic up in Canada that used to juggle on stage.
Yeah,
but like not good.
I just learned how to do four balls.
That seriously? Sounds hilarious. Yeah.
Is it two in each hand, or can you?
You know what made me upset? They can't cross.
They can't cross.
So you have to only be doing two in one hand each time.
Oh, gotcha.
So when you do three or five, they cross over, and when you do four, it does not.
But you do you throw one from one hand to the other and then up? So you have.
No, it goes like my right hand has two balls, my left hand has two balls, and those two balls never leave.
Can you imagine?
Fantasy now, dude.
Yeah, right. Yeah, dude. Yeah, only in my wildest dreams.
Except I'm not like one of those douchebags that throws pins.
Like in the ceiling?
No. Like
twirls pins?
They like juggle bowling pins.
Oh, juggle bowling pins. I thought you were saying pins. Pins?
Like these little ones that you sew with. That'd be cool if you could juggle with those.
I can juggle with that.
All right, you guys ready for another little factoid / headline?
Yeah, I guess we're just doing facts. What are we supposed to do with the facts?
Yeah, you just said you wanted to do headlines, and you have zero headlines.
Yeah,
you guys are very unprepared.
We'll make it sound good in post.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Never mind. Sorry. That was my fault. I apologize. Yeah.
We could have kept talking about fast food.
Thought we were going to keep going. What happened? You guys didn't have any information. I had it all?
No, I mean, that's the idea of the show is we don't know anything. And you come in here and tell us about it.
Okay. I didn't know that was the show. All right, wrap it up, guys.
Who was it?
I got to go.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, we really appreciate your time today.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. This has been really fun. We should do another one. You must be Tony. Thanks for coming by and installing my TV on short notice. I really appreciate it.
Happy to help. I'll just set up my tools. Where do you want to hang it?
Right over here in the living room. The old unit crapped out, and I want to get this up before the big game tonight.
Not a problem. I'll just take some measurements here. Let me ask you, are you going to want that thing to go up with a traditional bracket mount?
I thought so. I don't know. Is there any other option?
Well, I got this new state-of-the-art hanging configuration. It's actually a lot more reliable and a bit cheaper than the old setup. And just like I told my wife, I can get it up in half the time.
Sounds better, I guess. How's it work?
Well, I'd love to tell you that, but it's a trade secret. And if I told you, I'd have to hire you. And I've already got an assistant.
Ha ha! You know what? That's really okay. I'll just go with a standard mount, I guess.
Are you sure? Those old things can rust and break in no time. Then you got old Tony here back to fix it. Don't get me wrong, I could use the work. But you want this thing to last, don't you?
Rust? This is Arizona. There hasn't been humidity here since I don't know when.
I get it. And I don't mean to be pushy. But it's the same material as NASA uses on all its TVs.
Tony, I appreciate it, that sounds great and all, but I just need the TV up. The old wall mount is fine.
Okay, okay. Old Tony knows when to quit. Let me just show you how the new system works, though.
Oh, my God. Just hang the TV.
This'll just take a second. This is Jimothy. He's my assistant. Stand on this chair, Jimothy. Now, you'll notice Jimothy is a portly, gentle fellow. There's no way he'll hang from this wall. But wait! With this new revolutionary entertainment mounting system patent pending, even a lump of coal like Jimothy will hang from the broad side of your living room.
What are you doing to Jimothy and my wall?
They're all done. Jimothy, how do you feel? He'll be up there for years to come.
What? No. I don't want him up there at all. Get him down, please.
Well, I'm Tony the installer, not Tony the uninstaller.
This looks like a lot like duct tape you put over his mouth. Can you just cut him down?
I guess I could do that, but it'll cost you.
What? I'll cut him down then.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. That adhesive will remove drywall.
Well, how are you supposed to mount the TV? You put Jimmy in the view area.
You should have thought of that yourself.
Cut him down and get out of my house, both of you.
I can do one of those, and I'll tell you what, it's not going to be me cutting down old Jimothy. The van's getting a little too small for both of us anymore. There's just no room on the futon bed. Plus, he's starting to smell. Farewell, old friend.
Now what?
Oh, thanks. I was going to tell you I have to go to the bathroom, but I already went. That'll definitely take your drywall off.
And we're inside my house.
Try again.
What do you mean, man? You go yours.
No, you didn't even read the whole line.
Bro, what are you, a fucking director? I'm said the words. Rust,
exactly
this
what it was meaning.
Arizona, there's like zero humidity. There hasn't been water here for who knows how long, and why we're inside my house.
We'll talk about it.
And we should air this, because it's important that people understand the process.
Don't forget about the muscle relaxers.
There's no way you're going to have all three of those. I mean,
don't need three.
Yeah.
Two at the most. One and a beer or two is good, probably.
Yeah. I've done pills before.
All right. Love you guys.
Thanks, Nick. We'll see ya.
One of my favorites.